Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay, and I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the GQ Palace. Yeah. It's Butter Babe.
Hey, yo, this is the mayor. But I'm not giving it to people on the sports tip, man, letting them know what time it really is in the world of sports. I'm checking out the Diva Squad, man, every Wednesday on GQ Palace Radio. Get with the program.
GQ Palace Radio.
GQ Palace Radio again, and on here we are an adult show. We do encourage adult callers, but however, we do have some younger callers and listeners that are on the line as well, and we try not to have profanity. Sometimes it slips out or whatever, but we try to encourage to not have profanity on the line. And also, this is people calling with strictly their opinions. these, it's no right or wrong here. This, you know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. So, and it is exactly what it says. It is your opinion. So, we're not here to fix anybody. If, however, if we can support you, we'll do so. And, you know, we try to keep it civil here over at the GQ Palace Radio, Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. We encourage our internet users to call in 646-200-3838 so you can go in live on with us in our conversation. We'd like to hear from you. We like people's feedback. We like to get into good, deep conversations. So on that note, we can get the show started. And it just feels like so long since I've been here. Last week I was celebrating my daughter's 21st birthday. Shout out to Ronice again. Happy birthday, baby girl. So shout out to anybody else who's having a birthday this week. And this is this Pisces season.
You better believe it.
Tea on it. You're a Pisces. You're a Pisces, huh?
And you know this.
Wow, we got a Pisces on the line. You know what that means, folks. Pull it down for the Pisces. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
I'm a kid. I'm a rock spot.
Yeah, I'm doing a countdown. I'm supposed to bring y'all some good weather. You know, I'm hoping to bring that spring up and in here.
Okay, that'd be greatly appreciated.
Girl, compared to what we've been having?
Listen.
Whew.
Like I said, I try not to complain about the weather because it ain't really no about it. Ain't no science, no man, or nothing could do to change our weather. You know what I mean? All we could do is take cover. If it's cold outside, lay you up. If it's hot, peel off.
Right, there you go.
That's all we can
eat. Look, as simple as that, exactly.
Just that.
Wait a minute. Before we get started, are you doing anything special for Lent? Are you giving up anything?
I honestly forgot about the link.
It started today.
It started this morning, and I didn't realize that until this morning. So, no, I haven't done Facebook. I gave up Facebook. The only thing I do Facebook is promote our show, whatever.
Oh, okay.
For promotional only. I haven't posted anything, and then so I'm giving up. Social networking, for that matter, you know what I'm saying?
I gave up soda, so.
Oh, you did? Well,
yeah.
You know, we did that 21-day fast in January, and I had given up coffee. So I was struggling. I ain't even going to lie. I was struggling, you know what I'm saying?
Look, I said I'm doing better, but I was thought about the cigarettes, but I was like, oh, well, I'm not going to torture myself like that.
You're not torturing yourself.
With nobody like me.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. When you've been smoking for a long time, like I have, and now that I'm attempting to quit myself, you almost lose your train of thought sometimes. I know I do.
You do.
What was I about to do? You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's hard. And I encourage anybody, if you don't smoke, don't pick that habit up. That's one
Please
habit.
Don't.
That's almost harder
Please
than dope or something else. You know what I'm saying? Very
because
hard habit.
Because honestly, the longer you smoke, the harder it is for you to stop.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know. But anyway, I just want to bring that up. You know, and if you want to, we can...
Listen, I just like to, you know, shout out my dude Mike Green having an event this Saturday for Young Money DJ 4-5 is going to be in the building at the Dream Nightclub in Hampton Bays for those who are in the area or whatever. So, you know, dress to impress, you know, that's how you do things. You know what I'm saying? So DJ 4-5, which he's a Long Island native, which I'm from Long Island, so, you know, that's how we do things.
While you shouting out, and I will try to get the full information, but don't forget that GQ Palace going to be up in the house at Club Allure on Sunday.
That was my next.
Yes,
Palace,
sir.
Okay,
so I will get
this This Sunday at Club of Law,
exactly,
on Queens Boulevard in Long Island City, Queens. So for all my New Yorkers out there, Jersey people, Tri-State area, period, Long Island,
whatever.
DQ Palace is in the building. Shout out to Rich Money. On that note, we're going to get it popping with the artists. We're going to do the show, whatever. You know, good luck to all the contestants that's in the show, you know, and good luck. You know what I'm saying? So,
sure, you're right.
Big things. DQ Palace doing big things. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we're gonna turn up. I'm going to be in the building.
Well, I'm going to do my darnest to be there.
Okay, listen, if you can't, don't worry about it. If you can't, we're going to represent for you. That's all right.
I'm
building a represent the Diva Squad, GQ Palace.
I hear you.
So shout out to all the GQ Palace family. You know, we got all walks of life here. From Sunday to Friday, got a lot of things going on. So, but on that note, let's turn up, see what we got going on for the day.
All right, let's
all
do
right,
it.
Ready? Drum roll. All right, so our topics tonight, very, very grown-up topics. You know, again, we encourage adults to be in the building with us, and we'd like to hear feedback from both male and female. We're not biased over here. We like to hear all feedback, you know what I'm saying? So, but our first topic is, do you have a friend that you have sex with regularly? And if so, would it be easy to let them go for a relationship, or do you think you can continue to have sex with them? That's the first topic. Listen,
Let's just talk on that one for a minute.
I'm gonna repeat that question again, and we're gonna get started on that one before we get into the next one. So, again, the question is: do you have a real friend that you actually have sex with on a regular basis? Nothing, y'all just friends, whatever. No relationship or whatever. No titles other than friendship that you have sex with on a regular basis. And if you do, would it be easy to let them go for a relationship with someone else? For someone else. We're going to clarify that. For someone else. You know, or do you think you would continue to have sex with them?
Wait, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and chime in on that already.
I want you to. I'm itching to get your feedback for this night.
He's just waiting for tea to go on the spot and get it crunked up in here. But no, seriously. First off, I ain't just going to be doing no friends. And if it was like that, you better believe I'd take the relationship over the friendship any day.
Okay.
You know, because my thing with that friendship thing, getting it in because being friends, how many of them was he getting it in with being friends?
Wow.
That gives you something to think about right there.
That's interesting.
And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay. I ain't mad at you. Listen.
But you really got to think about how many other are they doing?
Right. How many people do you actually call friends?
Right.
Yeah. But see, me, I'm kind of on a different note on that, because I did have a friend.
Mhm.
When I tell you, me and him were friends for about, how old am I? Well, I'm gonna say about 25 years now.
Okay.
We were those friends with benefits. And
oh yeah, I mean, like you said, everybody got their own opinion.
And listen, and we respected each other's space.
Uh-huh.
We respected each other's space. Now, if I seen the fact that he was hollering at somebody else, which it happened that way, I felt bad. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It was kind of easy for me to fall back. You know what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
we were friends before we started having sex. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So it was kind of easy. I'm like, look, and we're still cool to this day. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? And if I give him advice, he give me advice, and this is how we rock. You know what I mean? Now, once he entered into that relationship, I don't know what of our friendship he takes with them, But, you know, some people just, you know, they don't rock with that. It's hard for them to rock that he had. We are actually friends, even though we was having sex. We were friends first. Some people don't take to that. They were like, oh, you got to cut them off. You're not going to be friends with them anymore or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Hold that thought, Diva. We have a call on the line. Caller, are you there?
Hi, guys.
Hey, Kia. How are you?
Hey, Miss Kia.
I'm sorry, I'm driving at the same time,
so
I didn't even get to my destination yet.
It's all right. You just be careful driving. Don't hit nothing.
Hey, appreciate your calling, as always.
Thank you for calling in.
One of our faithful callers.
Absolutely. Miss Kia is one of our faithful callers here at the GQ Palace Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, you know. She gets it in with us over here. She gets to shake.
Yes, she do.
But with almost all the shows, you know what I'm saying? So.
That's true.
Kia, have you heard what we were speaking about?
No, because I just got in my truck and just dropped another and pushed one. I'm just getting back into Newark, so I got to try to figure out. But, you know, these drivers right here, I got one of you that rural road-based guys.
I get it, too. I understand what you're saying, calling everybody else on the road idiots and all that. I get a little road rage myself.
Well, we were
speaking about do you have a friend that you would let me give it to you how we actually got it worded. Do you have a friend that you have sex with regularly? And if so, would it be easy for you to let them go for a relationship, or would you continue to have sex with them?
When I was in college, I did. After I got out of college and what now? I never, because it's touchy. That's touchy.
I agree with that. I definitely do, because it's like the catch 22. Like, God, I'm digging it. That's my friend, you know what I'm saying? I enjoy the sex or whatever, but they found somebody that they're interested in, and you know what I'm saying? I might have to fall back, you know what I mean?
Exactly. They can find somebody that they're involved with, and yet they're still...
Right, right. We talking sports, and that's all we gonna talk. There ain't nothing else to even really talk about. It's just sports.
Okay, you know? Are you kidding me?
Mm. Yeah, but you know, like you say, some people, men and women, get the wrong conception of a friendship. You know, just because we chilling together a lot, don't mean that, you know, I want you.
Exactly.
Right, right. It's just I enjoy your company. You know what I'm saying? We make each other laugh, whatever. At the end of the day, that's it. You know what I mean?
Right. You know, because honestly, I have had like guys that, you know, I thought I could have a relationship with,
uh-huh.
but at the end of the day, it wasn't there. It wasn't there. And you know, I made it clear, hey, let's just be friends, because I see this now. That one of the two, you know, gonna get kicked some serious feelings, and it's supposed to just be a friendship.
Yeah.
You start telling me that I can't do this, or you don't want me doing, no, it's not gonna work.
Well, see, that's the thing. When people start having sex with each other and stuff like that, they become possessive. They start possessing.
Uh huh.
Possessing each other, like, oh, now you're mine.
Right.
And again, like Kia was saying before, if we don't have this communicated in the beginning of what it is, then you're headed for disaster.
Right, right.
You're headed for disaster.
If you don't stress that enough at the beginning, that you know, hey, we can kick it like that, but there's no commitments.
Right.
And get have that straight. But you know, down the line, if you choose that, you know, hey, let's turn this into a relationship. Then that's another thing.
Right.
If it's just going to be friends with benefits, then that's what it's going to be. You don't tell me what I can and what I can't do, and vice versa.
Right, right, right. Now you're trying
to worry about who am I being.
Do that. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't none of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, even when getting in a relationship, your spaces still need to be respected.
I agree.
This is where people, you know, have like messed up things, and I'm just speaking from my own experience when it comes to a relationship. I'm speaking from my own where, you know, you get into this relationship, and like I said, the first thing they try to do is control what the other person does. No, that's wrong. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you're willing to sacrifice certain things that you used to do beforehand, before you got into a relationship, that's something different. You know what I mean? Like, I have somebody that I'm chilling with now. I'm a fall back. I'm not going to go out as much or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But if they want to go out or whatever, you got your night, you want to go out, go ahead, rock. Go ahead. I'm not going to say, oh, no, you can't go out. You ain't going out. Wait, hold up. Where you going? You know what I'm saying?
So
I act like the chick from Big Happy Family.
I mean, myself, you know, when it comes to sex, things like that, I just want to deal with one person.
And that's all good.
Because if anything happens, and I thank God, and knock on wood, I ain't having no more babies, but if anything, if I catch anything, I know who to go after.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to have to worry about if it was Tom, Dick, or Harry.
Right, right.
You know, I'm going to go straight to Tom.
Right. Yep.
Yo, dude. You
ain't
got to
go down the line, be on Maury with a bunch of people.
Right. That's why I was saying at the beginning, Ange, if, you know, how many other friends are you do you have benefits with?
Right. Right. Yep. That's,
you know.
It's true.
I watch football games. Like, as I get out of church, I go watch the football game. We go to, like, the Applebee's, certain other sports bar that's here in Northeast Florida. So it's this guy that I met that's coming here, who's also saying, he thinks that every time I come to the game or come watch the game, but tell my cousin to be there, I'm supposed to sit on this side with the silver section, and there's a whole bunch of silver sections there. He asked me, you know, after this game, specific game was over, we should go out for some drink or something, you know, some dessert or something. I'm like, it's like, you know, 11 o'clock at night time. I'm like, oh, do you know he took offense to what I said?
Wow.
He took offense. So let's say the next week it was also the whole game that was. I think it was the Raiders game. The following week, I guess he brought his so-called girlfriend for this game.
Gosh.
You know,
what it was, he thought that bringing that other girl was going to make you feel some type of way, and it only made him look stupid.
You don't have the slightest clue about me. I
could
care less
about my girlfriends.
I know that.
Right. Hey, listen.
She don't know nothing about sports, but she's not even on my level about talking any conversations unless it's about work. And I'm not here to talk about work. I'm here to talk about sports.
Exactly.
Right,
exactly.
Right, right. And like I said, that was just a show. He already had it in his head. He was out, oh, wow, I found a chick that's into sports and all that. He was out
right.
looking for stuff like that.
Right move. He's
Y'all both waiting on each other to make that move.
Nobody's going to make the move. I don't nobody want to, you know. But if you ever have one guy friend, one male friend that you are close with that you know y'all need to sleep together?
Yeah, but
how?
I mean, it,
but you know what? You
got to
let nature do what it do. Don't force nothing to happen. Y'all still do whatever it is y'all do, and if it happens, it was meant to happen. You know
right.
what I'm saying? You ain't got to force nothing to happen. You know what I'm saying? It'll
you're
happen
right about
in
that.
Time if that's what it is.
Oh, you know, if all it is, it's snapping when we're together, flirting. You know what I'm saying? But nothing ever happens.
Wow. Well, it's all good. Sometimes that makes your friendship even better. Like, we already know what it is, you know what I mean?
Make
your friendship even better. Like, wow, I'm digging this guy. I like him, and we enjoy each other's company, and we haven't even slept together. That's actually
right.
a good thing. You know what I mean? That's probably a real good thing. But again, folks, you are on with the Diva Squad, 646-200-3838 over here at GQ Palace Radio. And for our internet users, call that number and press the 1 and get on the line with us, kick it with us. We got Kia on the line with us tonight. So.
Maybe, and Angie, this is driving me, it really is driving me crazy. you look at somebody and you know, let me tell you, there's something about a man's sexy sense of humor. A man's sense of humor makes him sexy. I tell you what.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and if he smells
yeah.
good on top of that girl, you
it's like 100% of real turn on.
Oh my God, yes! Somebody who ain't stuck on themselves.
I mean, it's just certain things about a man that'll turn me on. Some bald heads turn me on. Some don't.
Yes, me too.
But I'm gonna tell you, them dreads. Ooh, let me shut up.
You better
shut it.
Oh my gosh. Listen, for the guys that's listening, this is not a lopsided conversation here. We speaking right now because there's only women on the line. We want the dudes to get in and chime in as well.
Definitely,
we like points of view over here too, so we'll know what to look forward to.
Right.
Well, show us what you're working with. 646-238-3838.
I definitely love a man's point of view on all the topics.
Absolutely.
And this one especially, which would give us a lot of, like you say, a lot of feedback.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. Listen, but it's a good time. We got a good topic going on here tonight, folks. We talk about having a friend and having sex with them at the same time. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I have a friend like that, and like we are good friends to this day. You know what I'm saying? We don't feel like we owe each other anything. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
We were in a relationship at one time. We were in a relationship, and the relationship didn't work out, but we continued to be friends. Friends with benefits. That sounds, you know what I'm
Wait
saying?
Wait a minute, Angie, you giving me some thoughts. Let me stop. One of them old relationships and just be like, go in your little book and be like, I haven't talked to you in a long time, honey. How you been doing? What you doing with yourself nowadays?
Hey,
might be like, you know what? I was just thinking about you too. I mean, if you ain't doing nothing the weekend, why? Let's go out for some drink or you know.
Have a little lunch or something. Let's go have some lunch.
For old time's sake.
Oh my gosh. See, you know what? See, I wasn't even going there. I was just saying. You took it there. I know how you feel when you get around them. Your loins just start doing whatever they want to do.
Hormones start raging, everything start raging. You look at here, and both of you sitting there grinning like two little kids, like,
yes.
Hey, wow, for
hey.
Real.
Hey. Listen, that is crazy.
You listen, most of the time, my exes, that's exactly what they are, is exes. We can converse and we can talk, but we ain't getting it back in. No, but because some of the things I've seen you deal with.
Oh,
sorry.
You almost get offended. You're like, wow, you really was dealing with that booger?
I wouldn't let you touch me with a 10-foot pole.
Oh my goodness. See, we about to start a whole nother show right here.
I know, right.
Well, we about to start a whole nother show. You know it get crazy over here on GQ House.
That's the part of what we do. You know, we can try to keep it and maintain a happiness about the whole topics, you know.
Absolutely.
Like you say, this is just topics. Either you've been through it or you might go through it.
Right.
Or like you say, you ain't got to give them no names. Just get in there and chime in with them.
Yeah. You might know somebody else that's been going through something like this.
Thank
and you. Help out a little bit. That's all that is, you know. We ain't here to judge nothing.
Right.
I know. Honey, I don't hold that power.
You better go on somewhere and get the right person to judge you.
Hey.
Hey, can't nobody judge me but the man above.
Hey. You know,
yeah.
At the end of the day, we all got a story to tell.
Everybody
got a story to tell. And the thing is, my story sounds better coming from me than you. You understand?
Right.
So, people got to get that in your head, folks. Your story sounds better coming from you than somebody else. You know,
don't really know nobody. You know, he just know he's a friend. He comes to church. He came to church a couple times. You know, we have something. I said, I'll come to church someday. You know, he's like, yeah, I'll come. If I say come to church, he'll come. So, you know, he came to church, and everybody was like, oh, my goodness, must be my friend, so-and-so, my friend, so-and-so. No. And we went to opposite college. He was a college that wasn't far from me. So that's how, you know. And,
girl,
you know, we talked,
you ain't make that picnic. You ain't get that picnic basket together yet. And overnight basket. Bro, you ain't get that picnic basket together yet.
Make it so bad. I went up to his campus plenty of times.
Ooh.
I stayed the night over, but never did anything. This is what I'm saying. Nothing.
That's cool,
nothing.
Though. That's cool. That makes you know that he ain't just
friend.
Have to, you know, he ain't out just to sleep with you.
Right. He was,
you know, and that's a good thing. That's a plus for a man.
He was friends with my roommate. And that's how I remember, because he came down to our homecoming. And ever since then, he just was like, you know, chilling and cool and calling me. And my roommate used to be like, he calling you? I'm like, well, she liked him, but he didn't like her. But he was just thinking of a friendship. The same way he just, you know, and then he brought some of his male friends, they all came down, you know, and stuff, he went up there and stuff like that. But it's just like, we were just chilling, just hanging in the room and stuff like that. And I was decided to drive back to school. He was like, won't you just stay? And I'm like, okay.
And listen, excuse me what I'm getting ready to say, but that's just like the other day. I got a text, right? And it was about 6 o'clock, like, what's for dinner? And you know what I told him?
It's out. Oh, shoot. Oh,
it's a buffet, baby. Eat your heart out.
Hey.
It's a buffet.
I had to tell y'all that I would know.
I know that. Right. Listen.
The answer I got back, what you going to do, run like you used to do?
Uh-oh.
Let me find out, D. Here's you running.
Oh, God.
And it couldn't go nowhere because the wall had me blocked it.
Oh, my God. That was,
Angie, I think you need to go to the next topic because I'm getting this starting to show out.
Listen, oh my gosh. All right. Let me calm down a little bit. Let me calm down. See, about to start some mess up in here. And it is, gotta shift my brain real quick. You know, because you know I could go all day with some stories. But
I know that.
Oh my God. All right, next question. The next question for you folks over here at the Diva Squad. We do behave ourselves sometimes. But the next question is, if you're dating someone in that and you feel that they're literally bringing you down, why would you stay with them?
Good
question.
Why would
you? I mean, if you know they bringing you down, I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, you the fool for staying.
Yeah, you got so. You know what? That's a real touchy. We winding it down from our first topic right now, because right now this topic right here is something serious, because you see a lot of that going on.
Insecurity.
People are in abusive relationships.
Yeah.
Or just whether it's physically, emotionally.
Mentally,
financially,
exactly.
Whatever it is that's straining, people stay. I don't know if it's the fear of being alone. It could be low self-esteem, afraid that you're not going to be able to get someone else, or just a fear of the person.
Yeah.
You know,
there's
a million and one reasons that people could stay. And the sad thing is they do, you know.
You know what? Because I honestly can't even knock anybody, because I've been there before.
Uh-huh.
It was just like, I didn't care what happened, I was staying.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll raise a little sand and, you know, go off every once in a while. But at the end of the day, it would just be certain things that this person could say to me. And it was like nothing ever happened.
Right.
You know, but then after a while, you get sick and tired of the drama. You're in the lies. You know, you just have to, you have to make yourself get away.
Yeah.
I mean, this for me,
so
that's
really
what I had to do.
You really
got to
kick yourself in the butt and be like, listen, this relationship is unhealthy for me. I got to do something, otherwise I'm going to end up crazy or dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or
enough is enough.
Somebody.
And when that person see that they can get you like that or have you in that state of mind, they got you, baby.
Yeah.
And it's gonna, the longer you stay, the harder it's going to be to get away.
Trust me, I know that. And listen, that's well, my relationship, like I said, I was in one relationship for 20-something years. Now, the thing is, once I said to him that the relationship was over, he didn't know how to take it because he was never used to me hearing me say that.
Exactly.
But I was always the one, I don't want to be with you no more, and guess what, and take him back. I don't want to be with you no more, take him back. This last time I said I didn't want to be with you, our relationship was over, I was done with it.
Right.
Because there was no growth. I mean, it's sad that it took so many years to get to that point, and we've never had a physical relationship because, you know, that's one game I don't play.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else, was beating me down. And the bad thing was my kids started seeing it in my face. And that's when I knew it really was a problem. Once my kids start commenting on something that's going on with my relationship, something has to change.
Right.
And I had to take that initiative to say, listen, this is that we can't go on. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But we would always say, yeah, okay, yeah, that's what your mouth say. You
right.
know, and I'd be like, wow, what is he going to do if I do just, you know? And then it just got to the point that, you know, I wouldn't text, I wouldn't call, and sometimes, you know, I would hear that tone, that ringtone, and I'd be like, I'm not answering. You know, just give me the strength to be strong enough not to answer.
Right.
I did that a couple of times, and lo and behold, I hear the key in the doorknob, and I had to get the locks changed.
Mm.
You know, so you ain't going to answer my calls, huh? And I'd go back like, so you violating my rights, huh? Just walking in and coming by when you want to.
Yeah.
You just don't show up, and I don't care if you are my man.
Right.
You still call me for the simple fact. You don't know if I'm at home or what, but it's just called respect because I would never, ever just show up to your place unannounced.
Yep. And see, the thing is you know what's harder, too, if the people have children because then at that point, again, my relationship, my own situation, there's a sense of entitlement that pops up, thinking that you're entitled to do certain things because we share a child.
Wrong
again. No, you're gonna again.
Exactly.
My space. I pay the cost to be the boss here. You understand what I'm saying? Now, if you want me to invite you in graciously, you want me to be nice about things, you're gonna respect that.
Right. And you know it's crazy that you talk about the say that, Angie, because my ex-husband, which my daughter is, he's my daughter's father. We were together off and on over 18 years. Why did it seem like that was the easiest relationship to get out of? Because when we got married, we had been together like 18 years. Because when I met him, I was like 13. He was like 19.
Okay.
But, you know, nothing ever happened until I was 16 or 17.
Right.
But the thing is, we ended up getting married, right? You know, because he was like, you know what, we've been together so long, we might as well get married. You know, and of course, I'm only like in my late 20s. I'm like, ooh, that sounds good.
Right,
It was just a title of his last name. And then it was like after we got married, everything started going downhill. I think it wasn't even, might have been a week.
Mm.
That he went, a week after we were married, he went out of town with another woman.
Holy Lord, devil
is alive. He's been messing with this chick for a while. This ain't just happened in a week's time.
Right. That ain't just pop up.
So why did you even marry me?
Right. Why even? Why
we would have been better off
money
just
and all that
together.
Stuff just to cheat.
Living, we would have been better off living together like we were. You going and coming, you know, every once in a while you go, because we had moved from one little town to another town. You've been better off saying, yo, I'm going to visit the family.
Right. Right.
You know, but when you left that time, it was like in the middle of the morning, like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. I wake up, where he at? I'm calling your cell phone, no answer. Really?
Wow.
You know, so just so happened, I don't know, this guy called me, the girl's brother, lo and behold, and me and him end up hooking up.
Okay.
He said, you know where your husband is. You don't either. I said, I don't, and you don't either. He said, you want to bet?
Wow.
Whoa. You talk about somebody that was hot. I hung up on him, but he kept messing with me.
Wow.
So, wait a minute, to make a long story short, when they came back from out of town, right, he went to the parents' house with her. Guess who was sitting there?
You.
Exactly. And the brother.
Wow. Wow. You talk about
his
something.
His eyes got big. He's like, what you doing up here? Excuse me, what are you doing up here? Where you been?
That's the question. What you doing? What you doing here, brother? Listen.
I mean, you know, like you say, it's that now that is a touching topic right there, and it varies for everybody. You know, some people gonna try to say that they never ever went there. Somewhere in life, everybody have had. I don't care if it wasn't number the day that you went through it.
Right, right. You had some issue, like something, maybe not that particular issue, but you had some issue going on where question your relationship.
Well, you learn to nip that, because you got these guys, and I'm serious, you got these guys now chasing or stalking women through the street.
They
see them, and you know, and by me having brothers in law enforcement and brothers firemen, you hear them talk about the stories, you know, they go in there, you know, like, you know, this car chasing this car, you know, chasing this. You saw about something happened in Newark. I wasn't even, they were talking about, my cousin was talking about it. Guy at a stop sign jumped out the car and sprayed the whole car with the woman.
Yes.
And the, you saw
Yes.
Sprayed the car. You
saw
it. That
was the day right here?
Yes.
Wow.
Monday.
Over a woman.
Two people got killed in that.
Yes.
And one of them in the hospital.
Yes.
I've always said, when you love me enough to kill me, please just leave me. Because there's somebody else out there for you, honey. I'm not the only person that left. And trust me, they might be even better than me.
And it's a touchy, and you know, it's a touchy subject from within my family. And, you know, especially, you know, I'm dating, you know, from dating or whatever. My brothers always be, like, questioning, like, well, if they see somebody, it's like, well, who that? Somebody I know what's coming. They, of course, they want to know who he is. I want to, they probably going to, like, try to check him out or whatever. Well, what's that? I was like, oh, you know, so-and-so. And stuff like that. You know, it just tough because guys can, like, I guess, I don't know they what happened or whatever, but, I mean, they chased in the city of North. They crashed, jumped out the car, and sprayed the car with the woman in it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then I don't know if it was the same thing, but they carjacked. And then maybe an hour later, a little bit not far from where that incident happened, somebody else got killed. And week before that, this man killed his girlfriend in the broad daylight, just shot her because she wanted to break up with him.
I think in stories like that, I think sometimes it's why I'm single. I mean,
that's not even to be single. Like, I probably shared it with you. My older sister was killed by her boyfriend.
Wow.
Sister was killed by her boyfriend. He went to the apartment. She thinking he's going to talk. You know, I mean, they question, you know why? Like, you know, I was 9 at the time, but they questioned why was she opening up there? Why open the door? Why is she? You know, I'm like, we don't know. Well, you know, when he came in, the neighbors were saying they were talking, it was quiet, it was nothing, you know, whatever, whatever. And a few hours later, it was some escalation, whatever, and next thing you know, they heard a gunshot, you know.
Oh, my God.
And you know, like you say,
at that point in time, you know, you don't know what put
exactly.
in his head at that moment. And why did she open the door to let them in? You know, stuff like that. We won't never know. She's not here to tell us.
Right.
Mm-mm-mm.
Right.
It's scary. It's scary, you know, because here, you know, you're in a relationship with somebody who you think is your friend, or you're supposed to go to for refuge. They're supposed to be protect you. Here, you got to try to protect yourself from this knucklehead.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God, that's crazy.
Come
you know,
and
I've seen it, you know, when I was younger. I mean, you know, this guy killed his wife just because he told her, not asked, but told her not to go to this little bar one night, that particular night. And he went and borrowed a gun from his friend, and she was sitting out there on the sidewalk talking to my sister and him in front of the bar. And he just went up to her and called her B and said, "What did I tell you?" And pulled his gun out and put it in the back of her head. And my sister and them, they had blood, everything. I don't even know how they even got over that. Well, they probably still see it at times, but just the thought, you know, of knowing somebody that has went through that.
Yeah.
You know, you know how we always ask the question, well, you know, don't know what's going on. You think it's been a separation, you know, everything's cool, and then all of a sudden, you know how they say, like, she's been quiet for, like, months or nothing, whatever, and all of a sudden, why would he come to the house?
Right.
You know, mood change, you know, and especially when you're in a shop, everybody knows everybody. So, like, to this day, you know, I see some of his cousins. My cousins see some of his cousins, you know, and stuff like that. You know, when you're in South Carolina, it's small. Everybody's going to know, remember, you
right.
know, 15 years ago, you know, they're going to remember, you know, 13 years ago, you know, they're going to remember these days, the day that it happened, like, yeah, his cousin killed my, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that
stuff plays over and over and over in your mind. That stuff like that don't go away.
But you know what? I've been in love, but I've never been in love to the point that I came out and said, if I can't have you, nobody can.
Yeah.
I've never even had the thoughts of murdering somebody just because you don't want me.
Right.
It's pretty
fish in the sea.
Like I said, I've been hurt. I've been cheated on. I've been lied on. Well, I did it too. But anywho, I mean,
you know what?
I'm
like you.
The older
you know what?
Get.
I did it as a reaction.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was cheated
Thank
on. So guess what? Now I'm cheating on you with somebody
right.
else's man. You know,
even
what
though
I mean?
Those two wrongs
it made it easy for me.
Those
hey.
Two wrongs didn't make a right, but I felt better.
I know that's right. It sure made us
even. I did it. You
it
know,
sure
but,
made
but
us
at
even.
The end of
made
the day.
Made nothing right, but it made us even.
But at the end of the day, I never told him, well, guess what? If I can't have you, nobody can. Baby, you wasn't that good. You was not that guy. I've had better. I've had worse.
Ain't no
but
strong
you was
neck
not
good to me. I'm sorry.
Not for me to be locked up. And if I didn't kill you, you out here doing your thing, and I'm locked up for life.
I'm in jail with no man. And now I got to be a dyke because you know what I'm saying? Because
they definitely going to turn you out.
Yeah, you can call yourself going up in there being Billy Bad, but if you want to, they going to get you. Like we said, you have to fight for your virginity.
Right.
Oh, my God, it's crazy. It's just to say, that's like I said, that's a real touchy situation because we do have, there's people that actually still going through that to this day. You know, there's a few stories here on the island where the girl had to order protection against the man and all that stuff. He still end up killing him. You know what I mean? And because order protection is nothing but a piece of paper. It can't stop nobody from doing anything no more than a stop sign can stop your car from rolling. You understand? So it's crazy, you know, and for those who are out there listening and that's going through something or know somebody that's going through something, get yourself out of that situation now.
Yeah.
Don't wait till when you start seeing the signs. Listen, make yourself scared. Sin. You know, and it's help out there. It's help for those out there. For men, women do it too. Women are abusive too. Not as abusive as men, but they you do have some women
that
are.
They got counseling, all those different things. Go to somebody. When you see them red flags, because like you said, if you just continuously to stay there, it's bound to happen. Because that person may be weaker than you think.
Mm-hmm.
You may think because they showing you affection and all of this and all of that, and you think that you can just dog them out. Oh,
right.
They're going to get you.
Yeah.
Because some people are just weak.
Yep.
They're weak-minded.
Yep. Well, see, you know
you
what
don't
it
know
is
what
too.
That person might
a man
have
that does
too.
That to a woman, is he's even weaker than she is. You know?
I agree.
They're intimidated by somebody who has a little better the way to go, that has some kind of common sense going on.
But
some people
are
intimidated by
common sense. You definitely got to be careful about out here when you're dating guys and you hanging out and you know, because you're always going to, you know, you got to just be mindful. You know what I'm saying? Pray as well as walk. You got to be. You have to be careful of your surroundings when you
that's
go
right.
somewhere and you're out. And don't get me wrong. I come down and I hang out in Newark and stuff like that and go to, you know, certain spots and stuff like that. But I have three of my brothers still here, two of them in the Navy. But my three brothers are here. Either which one of them, I don't care where I'm at in Newark. Being a baby is a tough I go through a tough job because my brother keeps, I don't care if I'm out and it's like 12:30, he called me what time he's like, what? He will be at that spot where I'm at, follow me all the way to 280 and tell me, go ahead. He will, this is how he is. He, whatever I'm at, I'm like, I'm at so-and-so, I'm on my way. So he's like, all right, I'm outside. Follow me all the way to my truck, let's see me get in.
Mm-hmm.
See me so that, and then he'll get in front of me, and then sometimes he'll let me go in front of him, and then get to the 280 exit, he'll blow his horn, and I'll take off.
Right.
You know, it's crazy because my ex is a school teacher in Newark, and last month, you know, I had went to Philly, and I brought the baby back with me, and instead of the train letting me out in Rahway, the train that I had got on. It took me to Newark, and I had a layover in Newark.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it just so happened, you know, him and I was texting, and I said, oh, my God. I said, I've got to go and get off at Newark and wait for my train to, you know, come home. And he was like, what? He was like, what time did that train get there? And I told him it was at 6 o'clock. He was right there at that train station waiting. He said, I'd be doggone if I'm going to have you. Plus, it was cold that day. Sitting out here waiting on another train, the way that these people be up here acting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so scared when I got on the train. They told me I had to lay over in Newark, and I was like, "Is it any way that I can get on another train and you know, get off in Rahway?" They said, "Yeah, if you wait 2 hours." And I was like, 2 hours? Nah, I ain't trying to do that either. Cold as it is out here, and I had the baby with me, you know. So, I mean, I really, really, truly appreciated him for that because he didn't have to do that.
No.
He didn't have to do that. And like he said, some of those kids, he teaches like sixth graders. He says some of them kids are ruthless.
Yeah. Wow.
Because of the upbringings, you know. And like I said, it's so much. Every time I turn on the TV, it's something about up north Jersey. I hear more about going on in Jersey than I do Philly and New York.
Wow. Yeah, Jersey, definitely. Here in New York, we hear about a lot of stuff going on.
Trenton and Newark, man.
Yeah, Newark has been a lot of carjacking. That's the thing about it, but, you know, you would try to get, because, like, certain things you're not going to get, so you're going to wait for the person to come, because you're not going to get in my truck. You're going to wait for me to come and try to jack it, because you can't get in.
Right.
You know, that's why they'll wait for people to come and think they're going to, you know, and if I'm in North them, I always park my truck in the garage, you know, and I pay
but
for when
you
I
know,
go back
like,
to go get it. I never park on the street or nothing like that. I never do that in North. So that's
but
the
you know
the
what?
Pharmacy.
being in them garages is just as dangerous, Kia.
No, no, it's a garage where it's lit with a 24-hour guy sitting right there. He going to pull your truck out while you getting it.
Okay, because I was going to say you could be at a stoplight. And that's where they carjacking
you. That's what, let me tell you one thing about me. And I come from a big long person family. My brother told you, you see anything, take off. Take off.
Run the red light and everything.
Yep.
I'm going through the light.
I'm coming. Yep. That's what my brother said. Call me and I'm coming. Take off.
That's like my girlfriend and I. She had wanted me to ride to the store with her last night, you know, to pay her phone bill. And it was about 10:30. And I was like, no, we ain't in Newark. But guess what? I said, you need to stop riding around with these doors unlocked. Because it could happen right here, too.
That's right.
You know, because you got all of these little so-called wannabe gang members.
Yeah.
You know, down in my area. And you don't know what their next move is.
That's right.
These young people out here a lot of people, they don't want to work for what they want. They want to just take it from people.
Yeah.
And they'll do anything to get
rich quick schemes and stuff like that. And
you
taking
know,
other people's stuff.
Anywhere you go, just pray and be watchful.
Them drugs as well. I mean, you know, if you steal from your mother, I know I ain't no exception.
I know that's right.
I know I'm not an exception.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
I'm telling you, I'm really. You know when you feel like you'd have relieved a lot of like pressure and stress off your chest. These topics tonight really got me to where I can just open up about the way I feel about the situation.
Right.
Because, I mean, it's serious. It's serious out here now. You know, and I thought maybe the older I get, the easier things would be, especially like with relationships. But it's even worse.
Yeah.
It seemed to me it's harder.
Yep.
And maybe because... You know, like...
And when you get older, you get more aware. That's why. You're wiser.
You're not going to go and take the junk that you used to take when you were younger. You're not falling into these dumb traps anymore.
Right.
You know. And like I said, I've lived by myself for so long. I don't even think a man would put up with my attitude.
You know, and that's funny that you say that, because I just said that same thing about myself. I said, maybe, you know what? People might not be able to tolerate me living here. Now I'm comfortable in this space. Not to say that, you know, I don't miss companionship sometimes, but it's just I've been so comfortable with my own space now. When somebody comes, it's like, God, you're invading my space. Then
right.
I'm talking to a bitch. You know, so
with
it's like, wow. You know,
I'm trying to walk in a different life right now. I definitely don't want no man living up in here with me.
I know that.
I honestly don't, you know.
I used to
look at different, like, I use my sister as an example. You know, yeah, she's a minister, but I used to look at her and be like, honey, where'd she go all these years without being around or being with a man?
Right.
But like she say, the relationship she got, her personal relationship she got with God, she don't need no man. You know, but like I told her, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but when you're used to having one and used to doing certain things, you know, it takes time to get over.
But see, then that's my thing now. I don't want to get into a relationship where they'll move here with me or I'll move with them. We got to have to build something together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Get a fresh start with something of ours.
Yeah.
You know, not mine, not yours, something of ours. So,
and like at the end of the day, you need to put a ring on it.
I know
put
that.
A ring on it. Mm-hmm. Put a ring on it because, I'm not trying to introduce you to my whole entire family. And then, in a couple of months or if not less than that, you're not even around. What?
And
trust and believe me, if you move up in here with me, you got to have some type of income. I'm just saying, I'm not a gold digger, but
absolutely.
You got to bring something to the table.
Let me tell y'all a quick story about this, something like that. Now, my son's father, he was in rehab and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
and the woman he lives with now, she went to the rehab, got him out, whatever. Now he lives with her, and she told him she didn't want him to work.
What?
I said, and you bought that bull crap? You know what I said. I said the curse word. You bought that BS? You understand what I'm saying? You have children that needs to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And what type of woman is she for her to say that you don't want your man to work when he got kids to be taken care of? What's going to happen when your money run out of taking care of him?
But wait a minute. Is she planning on taking care of your his kids, too?
I tell you what, I asked for
a because at the end of the day, he can go to jail for not taking care of him.
You better get him. Because
she's real stupid. She's for man, honey.
And not only that, he was offered a job.
She's desperate for that man.
Yeah, that's what that's
desperado right there. Because what woman? I can see a man telling his wife or a woman telling her husband if he's not able to work. I can see a woman saying that to her husband.
But that means you're going to the disability office and getting you.
You're going to get something. You're going to get something.
Right there, that was the coldest. Like my grandmother said, the coldest mess in the ice house.
Honey.
That's of a man to even allow her to tell you that. Like, listen, what do you mean you don't want me to work? I need to
work.
You
know what?
You don't work.
If that would have been my daughter or my sister, and I would have been around when she said that, I probably would have smacked her in her mouth and said,
what kind of
fool are you?
Right in the back of the head. You stupefied.
Right. You old big dummy. But no, there's no way in the world I could ever see me telling my man, I don't care how good, you could be Denzel Washington, baby. You can look like him. But you going to get out here and do something. Even if you got to go out here and pick up some trash or flip a hamburger at McDonald's, you going to bring in something.
You get ready to go bust a move. You show is.
Wash some dishes. But at the end of the day, you going
to. We're not saying you're going to have a $60,000 a year job from the start, because we know that's not what's happening nowadays.
Right.
You got to get in where you can get in. Every little bit helps.
Exactly.
So I just think that's a little selfish.
You know, it's just like I had, and this was just yesterday or Monday night, I was talking to my friend, you know, and he was like, the baby's mother quit a six-digit a job a year, you know, bringing in the six digits. She quit the job because she said it was 15 minutes too far.
Oh, Lord.
Therefore, you know, they tried to tack on more child support for him. And he was like, yo, this woman sent it to me in a text. I am quitting this job because I don't want to travel 15 extra minutes.
Oh, gosh.
And he took it to court.
I hope he didn't pay extra money, no child support.
He didn't have to pay no extra. You know what? At the end of the day, guess what? He only pays her for 6 months because during the summer he's got her.
Well, that's
you know, he went to court.
Yes,
he was asking for all this
that.
Extra money. Because she one of them bougie women, want to live all the big life and all this and all that. She live in the Poconos. And at the end of the day, guess what, honey? He won that case. He takes care of that baby
for six months.
And he has it during the summer.
I can't see women do that. Try to use the kids against learn all of that stuff. Listen, if he's a good man and he's taking care of his children, leave that man alone. Let him do what he's going to do. Stop using them kids against you, because all he's going to do is backfire on you anyway.
Because they're mad because they're not together.
Right.
She got a man, but she's
the judge wasn't even going to allow her to get more money then. Because if the judge would have knew about that, because he was trying, he was told with the judge, that she got a man living in it, judge would have said, well, why is he paying this amount of money to quit the job?
He had his case together like he was an attorney, okay? And the attorney he had didn't play.
Wow.
And like I said,
Oh, she ain't getting no more. Matter of fact, she getting less. Then, you know, because this, he was like giving up to this baby. I would see money orders.
Wow.
Like, you know, hey, and then like just for GP, sometime go out there and buy all kind of clothes, and don't let it be a birthday or Christmas. Spending big money.
And sometimes those judges could be a bit, you know.
Yes, because they would say, well, that was just a gift.
Yeah.
But, you know, because he had everything, every record of what he was doing, every time he had this baby, he had all of that. He had all of that down packed. His family was there with him, his mother, and they knew every time that this baby was with him.
That's a touchy subject too. Child support, because I mean it's a lot of good guys. It's a lot of guys that out here that go through a lot of nonsense behind child support, and they don't need to, and they paying all this money.
Yeah.
And while she's driving this car and she's not working.
Right.
But they're paying child support.
Yeah.
And long story short, it happened to my brother. My brother was going through so much behind because he decided to end the relationship with his two kids' mother. She decides to always say you stuff, and my other brother told him, you ain't losing your shield behind this nonsense.
Right.
You know, don't say nothing. Let's figure it out. My mother got tired of it. She called her attorney, who also had they also practiced family law. She went to court because she quit her job because she was getting all this money a month for the two kids. But make it so bad, she had another baby, and she's living, this guy living with her with his two kids at the time. So my mother was already pissed. So you know what? She got a lesson learned when they went to court. Because this one female attorney that represented my brother, also my family, my parents' attorney, she read it down there. The judge looked at her and asked her, Miss, did you quit your job? And she said, well, I got whatever. And so-and-so had it all, like you said, written out whatever. And you're telling me Captain Henderson is paying this much money a month?
Wow!
You best believe she. You best believe she working. You best believe she working a job now.
I bet.
Well, you know that's why I say it depends on the judge. To me, what kind of day they having?
And
that's not right.
I don't care.
It's not right. But I'm also saying. Go ahead, Kim.
Everybody need to know judges can't be recused.
Right.
You can have that judge removed because you feel that judge is being biased to you. You can go to the ethic and have that judge removed.
Yeah. I mean, you know, now that brings up to back in the day when I had to go to court with my ex-husband about child support. You know, he had moved on with his life, got married and things like that. You know, so we had to go to court. And he was like probably like $8,000 in their arrears at that time. But the baby was only like two or three. So the judge asked him, like, how much do you plan on paying, you know, towards their arrears a month? This clown said $5 because I have a wife and a son. Mind you, you know, the son was much older than my daughter.
Uh-huh.
And he said $5. When he said that, the judge looked at him and said, $5 towards $8,000, and you talking about $5 a month? He said, you know what? He said, I'm locking you up. And he said, until you can bring me at least $1,000, he said, then you stay locked up.
Wow.
His family got so upset with me. It wasn't me saying that he needed to bring $1,000.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have been so stupid and thought he was being cool.
Yeah,
and he could have done some harm to me.
$50
every 2 weeks.
Really? We're not bill collectors. Come on.
You know, and like the judge, he was so upset with this judge because he had to end up paying $500 a month towards arrears plus the child support. Your wife worked.
That was on him. That's exactly.
That's
what your money become help pay the bills. So if he got to pay real child support, your money going to help pay that real child support.
Exactly.
Yep.
Oh well.
You know, and then he got all upset because they took his whole income tax.
Well,
you should have known.
He should have. He should have paid his, he should have paid.
That's right.
Yeah.
And see, that's the thing. And it doesn't even have to go that far. People don't understand. I mean, when you're on social services, the Department of Social Services takes the father or whoever to court for child support. The father or the mother, whoever has the custody of the child, the PSS. But as far as, like, outside of that, if you have the opportunity to pay for your child and do stuff for your children, go on and do it. You don't want no man having to tell you what to do with your money or how to do it. Go on and
exactly.
do it. This is what's necessary. You already know the child needs stuff. You know what I'm saying? Go on and take care of your kids. Then you don't have to be mad because a judge told you what to pay.
And
do what you're supposed to do.
And then you don't have to worry about that because, like I said, sometimes the women can make it hard. Call themselves trying to make it hard. But when the judge sees that this man is a carrot, sometimes you can hurt yourself by going down and trying to hurt him because they are lowered sometimes. But if you go up in there thinking that you're going to hurt that woman and being sarcastic and being dumb, then you're only hurting yourself.
You're hurting yourself.
You know, but but I have seen, like I said, women that call themselves, well, because he got a new girl, a new boo, I'm going down to him. I'm going to make him pay me more. You know, because I'm sure he got a raise this year. Honey, you get less. You get less because this man is being caring. And God forbid if you working and you wasn't working, you know, because I also seen where the woman have had to pay welfare and all that back.
Yeah.
Because she was collecting welfare and this man was taking care of him. Or he was living up in the house with her at that time.
Yep.
Be careful what you say. Be careful.
Yeah, like you said, it'll come back for one. Fight you right in your tail.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But again, you know, if you got the opportunity to take care of yours, go on and take care of them. Don't wait for no system to have to tell you to take care of your kids.
That's true.
Find
That's
yourself
true.
Kind of motivation. Don't sit around and wait on that. And for the women out there that's trying to use the kids against the man, knock it off. Let that man take care of
me.
What are you going to do? If you want to be with somebody else, so what? Just don't neglect your kids because you're with somebody else.
Yeah,
you know
because
what I mean?
Y'all didn't make it. Oh, well.
Move on.
Don't be hating on this man because he's moved on.
Yeah.
And he's good, but at the same time, he's taking care of what's his.
Listen.
Leave him alone.
Yeah, if he takes care of your child, that's all that needs to be done. Like, all right, well, we gonna handle this as, you know what I'm saying? We gotta find some common ground somewhere, which is the kid. Be co-parents, take care of that child, and keep it moving. See who you
vice versa. Women, leave these men alone. That's taking care of their doggone kids. Leave them alone.
And you got
leave
people,
them alone. Stop trying to hurt them.
Look. When they go see other people, like, oh, I don't want my child around that bitch.
Thank
don't
you.
Take my baby around that bitch.
And at the end of the day, she might take better care of them than you do.
Yeah, shut up already. I won't give a damn going. As long as they don't put their hands on my child or nothing like that, they good. They rock out.
Exactly, Angie. Exactly.
You know? And it's sad because not everybody has that mentality.
Huh? The child's going to come back and tell you anyway.
Anyway. They're going to tell you if something ain't right.
Somebody mistreats them. You didn't know somebody mistreats your child.
And then that's when you check them.
And
that's when somebody gets checked.
Exactly.
You know, my first person that I will check is him.
Oh, absolutely.
But you better believe I'm coming to you, too.
Okay,
you're not out of the zone, Heifer, because you're going to have to look at me. I'm sorry.
Here's this question. Do you allow the baby at a certain age to be around the ex with his new female? I mean, the baby is maybe 6 months old.
That's a great question, Kia. You know,
because I know females that do not allow, like, the baby. Like if the baby going, whatever, just go because you know what, and you have to because that's that motherly instinct because you just don't know.
Yes.
Too many things that happen to people, kids and little infants and little babies and stuff, and you can't get mad because every time you bring the baby back home and she's checking the baby, she's gonna check the baby because if she doesn't check the baby, the role
you have
is
a right.
Gonna be on her.
You have a right to check your baby. No, you have
a right
to check
the baby.
And then you just have to know.
You know what?
Can't send them or know anybody. I'm gonna check to see who you dealing with and stuff before I just say, yeah, my baby.
And we gotta check the situation out first.
Ain't no just letting it go because you the father. No, I gotta know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I gotta know who you're dealing with first. And where y'all going and all. We gotta know all of this stuff first. Especially at, like you said, with kids that can't relate to what's going on.
Right. What I'm getting ready to say, this includes men and women. Stop taking your children around every different man, every man or woman you meet.
I know that's right. Listen.
Stop getting these kids confused of who you really with.
Right, that's true. Having
seriously.
Them around 20 different people.
You with this one for 6 months, then the next time, you know, you taking your child, you know, mother, as I said, men and women, stop it now.
Yep.
Especially these younger females and guys. You know,
right.
Stop it. Because it's not cute.
It definitely ain't cute.
Here I am. I got grown adult kids. You better believe. I don't care. We can say that we dating or whatever. But if I don't see things going the way that it should be, guess what? You ain't meeting my kids.
I know that.
Let alone my family.
And that's
and
a high five on that. If I play, I'm going to play outside. You ain't even going to know where I live, man.
Because
sorry.
I'm going to tell you, at the end of the day, crazy as my daughter and son is, you call yourself doing something to me if you want to and they see it affecting me, they're going to want to come at you. So
yeah.
If I don't introduce you to them, then I ain't got to worry about them feeling no type of way about you.
Right. And see, that's just having a lot of respect for your kids as well. If you
and
want
yourself,
your,
number
they,
one.
You gotta respect them too. You understand
exactly.
What I'm saying? And that's me. I'm not gonna bring a whole a different dudes here every week or
thank
whatever
you.
Around my kids. Knowing if you're not husband potential, you don't come in this address.
Right.
You don't come in this address. I'll meet you. We'll meet at a restaurant or somewhere. You know
uh-huh.
what I mean? Not here. No.
I got a 24-year-old daughter and a 33-year-old son. And my son be feeling it in some type of way, even though he ain't even in the same state. But trust
well,
and believe, you know, I'm not going to go to him, Sean, I'm dating John this week. And another mom will call it, Sean, I want you to meet Tom. Look, Mom, he'll tell you in a heartbeat. Honey, it was like a 5-year difference between men, right? A homeboy was like, who is this, Mom?
Right.
You know, because he came to my 50th birthday party. And you know, I had been with this guy for like 2 years at that time. You know, and he heard me talking about him.
Well,
and he was like,
my mom never did that to me, and I wouldn't do it to my kids. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, all I knew was one man in our house, and that was my stepfather. That was her husband.
And I'm going to tell you something else. Men, don't be out here hurting and dogging the women. Women, don't do it to the man, because if you got a son, you wouldn't want your son going out there dogging women. And if you got a daughter, you wouldn't want no man dogging your daughter. So don't do it to each other.
No.
Let me tell
nope.
you this.
If you won't be in a position like that, don't have nobody. Listen, I'm single.
Exactly.
I want to do it.
Freestyle it, baby. Freestyle it. Have an open relationship or whatever you're going to have.
Yeah.
But don't be out here. And I can't stand a man that's going from woman to woman and you know, breaking these women's hearts. This woman thinking that she the only one. I've been there and had that done, too.
Oh. But listen, I want to rewind you for a second when you said open relationship. Right there, them open relationships will backfire on you, too.
Look at
Paula Patton and Robert Dick right now. They had an open relationship.
Right.
She got tired of that. You know what I mean? She got tired of it. Now she want to leave him, and now he begging for her back.
When you go back to about the baby, now I have this cousin, which is my mother's first cousin, Diane. Her daughter has two kids. The big boy, he's 5. He just turned 5, and the baby will be 1 in a couple of months. Do you know, even though Tisha is dating some guy, do you know Diane don't let the baby stay at Tisha's, like, apartment? You know, she says no. She doesn't have nothing against that guy. She just don't right now. The baby is too young, you know.
Right.
And she's like,
yeah,
in this relationship, and I guess she's going to say, well, he's not coming. She knows good as what a guy's coming over. You know, Diane does not let the baby and Big Boy stays with mama. I'll be cracking out because it's so funny how she does it. It's like, I'm sorry to take, no, they're coming to my house.
But you know what?
These are her two kids, but Diane is the grandma. I'll be cracking up every time we somewhere, and she tells them they don't need no clothes, but she got her own set of clothes at her house. And
exactly. She
takes the kids. I mean, cracking up because it's so funny how she does it. Like, this is things happening. She don't want nothing.
Right.
You know, this is new guy she's dating. He's been coming around the family. Everybody seems to like him or whatsoever. But it's just something in the back of your mind. You know, I guess this in the back of a parent's mind. Not just yet.
Uh-huh.
Not just yet. Not just yet. Well, Diane is like, not just yet. Not just yet. You know, I'm like, well, when he doesn't come over, and she'll tell her mother, she comes back, like, well, how do you dictate whether Tracy could take the kids and not take, if he's doing like this, well, okay, well, yeah, that's just how.
But you know what, I heard this one kid at the age of 3 say to the mother's, not his father, but the mother's current boyfriend that have actually been in this child's life more than the real father, say, hey, you're more of a father than my real daddy.
Mm.
Why you be here all the time and my daddy don't?
I heard
a kid say that. And it was so touching. You know, and to this day, I'm going to say who it is, my daughter. To this day, this man is still in my grandson's life, and he's 7 now. So actually, he's been in my grandson's life the whole time with my daughter versus the father. He sees the guy that's not his daddy more than he do his own daddy, and the guy do more for him.
They get mad. Some guys get mad, like, oh.
And then the daddy wants to get upset, talk about, well, he better not say nothing to him, he better not touch him, and da-da-da. Well, wait a minute. Hold up. Yeah, I do have a problem at times when another man or another woman touch a kid that's not theirs. But guess what? I can't say anything to him because he's been in this baby's life for 7 years.
Okay, right. Since you said that, he's okay. Now, if your daughter marries him, now, say the grandson is like 5, but not 7 yet, but 5, he's raising them and raising him for like now he's 8 or 9.
Uh-huh.
Does he have every right to discipline him? But
yes, he does.
Your daughter.
Oh, sure. There's a difference in abuse. As long as they're not abusing
them. I'm
going to
tell you.
Of course they can discipline. Dude told the daddy, won't you sign over your rights, man? You don't want to deal with him? Sign over your rights to me.
Yeah, get
you ain't getting my son. That's my baby. That's my junior.
Wow.
Junior. It don't matter. You don't want to do for him? Give up your rights.
Wow.
You're not a father. You don't have a son unless you're taking care of one. Oh,
you know, that's just like this baby's birthday just passed. You calling him on his birthday. Daddy gonna come and get you for the weekend, man. We going to the movies. We gonna do this. We gonna do that.
You're waiting on that weekend.
You know, but then I say it's his stepdaddy. You know, he was like, yo, I want to do some things with my boy. You know, and my daughter was like, well, you know, his daddy's supposed to be coming to get him, and he was like, yo, is he really gonna come?
Right. Well, and that's
and
lo
and behold, and he's getting something and you don't follow.
Wait a minute.
Lo and behold, he kept his backup plan. The stepdaddy kept his backup plan. Because guess what? The daddy didn't even show up, didn't call, didn't do nothing. But he showed up and he took over that whole weekend where he didn't even think about his daddy not being there.
Aww.
Look at the Chuck E. Cheese. Everything his daddy basically said that he wanted to do with him,
That's what he did.
Wow.
Just to take his mind off of him not being able to be there, you know, because his dad had said, because I asked my daughter, I said, did he say anything about his daddy? You know, she said, Mom, he was having so much fun because he took him around his nephews and things like that,
right.
And they had a little thing for him that he didn't even know that they was going to do. Like he said, the stepdaddy did this at a last-minute thing, just threw him a little party.
Wow. That's nice. But
you know, I
know that feeling because when I was a little girl, I used to talk to my dad on the phone all the time. You know what I'm saying? He would always promise me things, a promise that never showed up. But again, it wasn't my real dad. My stepdad
mm-hmm.
made up for that. You know what I mean? He tried his best to do whatever because my own father wasn't there. You know
right.
what I mean?
And that's a blessing. You were blessed. That's a blessing.
Exactly.
Lord have mercy. So
you know,
it was like, so, I mean, I didn't have my biological, which I always questioned, but I didn't lack the father figure because I had my stepfather there, you know. And, again, he disciplined us when it was necessary
right.
and all of that stuff because he was manning. He was manning
right.
out. You know
right.
what I mean? He was there with my mom paying bills and doing all of that, taking us
mm-hmm.
places and everything. He did that. Took us fishing, did all kinds of stuff. So it's like, you know. How can
and
the
Angie,
next bag when you ain't doing
this? I think you was giving to say this, Angie. Listen, if you're not for sure 100% that you're going to do for these kids or tell them that you're going to get them this, get them that, or take them this place, take them that, don't say nothing.
Don't say nothing.
Don't say nothing.
Don't
because,
say nothing.
See, this kid is going to look for you. Now, what if the stepdad wouldn't have took initiative or just like been like, well, I got other plans.
Right. Then
what?
Right.
Then
that
baby.
Then
what?
Then the mother had to kick in overdrive to do something.
Wait
you know
minute,
what I mean?
Wait a minute. Guess what? What? No. This is the kicker. My daughter had to work this weekend.
Wow.
He went and got him and did all this with him, just them two.
Oh.
And his family.
Yeah.
Because, see, now, I'm going to tell you, when you start hurting my grandbabies, you got a problem with me.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to do it, don't say nothing. He should have just called and said, happy birthday, baby. You know, hopefully I'll see you this weekend. Or don't even say hopefully. Just don't say nothing. Just
birthday.
Say happy birthday. And get off the phone and leave him alone.
Yeah. Stop doing it.
Because you're not going to keep confusing him.
Yeah. And that's exactly what it does, confuses him. Because, you know, they start.
But it's so crazy because I've never seen nothing like it. Let him come down here and I keep him for a few days.
Right.
You want to blow my phone up. But see, I'm the one to answer. And you can call me evil. You can call me whatever. What's up, Mom? I ain't your mom, number one.
Yeah.
Where my son? He in there doing him. He in there playing. What do you want?
Right.
You don't call him this much when he at home. Don't call him while he with me.
Right. Yeah.
It's my time.
He interrupted my time right now. Listen, you know, and it's crazy. Because
and I keep him busy when he down here because my goddaughter son be here with him.
Right.
And, I mean, he's okay. He got him a little nabby for Christmas. So if my goddaughter son is not here with him, he on his little nabby, honey. He just as happy and content. And I'd be doggone if I would give him the phone for his daddy to give him some more false hopes.
Because
I don't know what's being said on that phone.
Exactly.
Leave him alone. Leave him alone.
Yeah, stop trying to trick him into believing you're something that you're not. Don't
right.
even do it.
Because at the end of the day, you ain't nothing as far as I'm concerned.
Mm.
You're a sperm donor. That's what you was.
That's all.
You
that's
ain't
cool.
even get the rights to be for him to be a junior.
I know. That's
don't
that's...
don't start me because hey, honey, I be
ready to go.
And like I said, I'm trying to be a different person and different walk in life, and things like that. But guess what? At the end of the day, I'm not gonna let you make me go back to the old T.
Yeah.
I refuse.
I'm not gonna
because
let
see,
you
honey, I can hurt you with different words. I can hurt
mm-hmm.
you with different words. I don't have to curse. I don't have to do all that now. because the right. owner of my boy is going to let you know that I'm not pleased with what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. Yeah. And what again is sad because they, the kids are a part of you. This is a piece of you. How would
right.
you not want to know what's going on about you and what's
right.
going on in your life? You know what I mean? That's
yeah.
a part of you.
And then what my daughter and son had to go through, them sorry fathers of theirs did the same thing. Daddy going to get you this. Daddy going to take you that place. Yeah, okay. You ain't took them nowhere yet. And they grown. But now you want to go off on them when you call them and they get to talking junk to you. Then you want to call me talk about, well, they ain't got no respect for me. Well, why are you calling me? Because I've never told them to dislike you. You did that to yourself.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, they grown now. You can't say nothing to them. If they don't respect you, you didn't respect them when they was little.
Yeah, you
so
didn't earn that respect.
So don't expect them to respect you right now.
You didn't earn that respect.
Thank you. Thank you. Don't come up. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Check that.
Okay. Okay, look, I know we got one more. And time is winding down. You want to get into that one?
Sure.
These some deep topics, man.
I know that's right. Well, our final question for the evening is flirting considered cheating?
Depend on the type of flirting they do.
Yeah.
If they just smiling, you know, I ain't gonna look at that too much. But now, if you start get to texting each other and giving each other different eyes and stuff like that, yeah, I got a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a problem.
You know what? Like you said, there's levels to this thing here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, when people are out, there's innocent flirt. You walk by somebody, so either wink an eye or something like that, keep them moving, and you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
People that even will be out somewhere and will have conversations, that's a flirt too. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a flirt, but as long as that's as far as it goes, then that is nothing else to it. But you'll
right.
have people like, oh, they're exchanging numbers and texting back and forth.
Right, right.
All of that stuff.
Yeah,
that's the difference.
That's a problem.
Flirting is
that's a problem.
Going to a whole nother level.
Because what's that, the test? Matter of fact, it was yesterday. I was looking at the test, right? And it was two sisters. Well, the one sister's boyfriend, would be playing with the other girl, and the other sister didn't really like clubbing or whatever it was. And so the other sister, you know, like, well, no, I'll take that back. The one that he was dating liked to club a lot, but they had a kid, they had a son together. Well, the other sister, I think they might have been living together, whatever, but she was giving this guy more attention.
Uh-huh.
And lo and behold, they started kicking it. You know, he would tell her he'd go in one place, but be at the sister's place, and she ended up getting pregnant by him.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. Deep. It was deep. But I still say they both were dead wrong. I don't care what my... If my man is going out there, I don't want to go out. It don't give you the rights, especially my sister.
Right. Right,
to sleep
yeah,
with
yeah.
My
that's,
man.
That's just a straight up no-no. Like,
right.
Really? Listen, I trust you enough to go ahead, go out. We don't have to go out
right.
together.
But my
you
sister.
You still have a life, you know what I'm saying? A man's life or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But to have my sister? Really?
A girl, and then he said he wanted to marry the other sister.
Oh, God.
And the other sister was like, no, I just want you to take care of this baby. You can go on back to her. And like that one said, she said, no, you getting out. She said, as soon as we get back home, pack your stuff, hit the street.
And hit the bricks.
She Kick said, rock. What are you going to do? He talking about, well, I got somewhere to go. She said, what are you going to do, go live with my sister? He talking about, no, I'm going to live with my mama. What?
Oh, God. Oh, my
what?
Goodness.
And y'all had a second. Y'all had a third part to y'all question.
Honey, we decided to do three today.
But
all of them, I'm going to tell you, all of them are
because we had no diva mail today. No diva mail. Our diva Rachel is out, so she's No Diva Mail today. We catch that next week. Diva Mail will be back.
Because I try not to, if I'm tied up with something or whatever, and I'm coming back from the city and try to get back into New York, I try to go somewhere where I can, because I had to start at my sister's house, stuff that I was going to move to. So, you know, driving and stuff. And then I got here. I said, I'm reading my little message. I said, oh, yeah, the third question. It's
right, yes. We definitely appreciate you calling, Kia. You know,
I've been in my head because I've been so busy with other stuff. And then I said tonight, I gotta call in today early.
you've hung in there with us the whole show, and
yeah,
it's very much appreciated. But these were topics that
they were real.
We could have went on with just one of them the whole show, you know. But
it definitely, like
I was just saying, I really opened up, and it's like a burden was lifted up.
Yeah,
just talking about it.
People go, everything y'all talking about,
three
that everybody's going through something they were shocked with. Like, you know, you never think it's in your family. I faced it because my brother was very depressed. My brother was pissed because it was like he was taking him through so much. And, you know, and then my other brother was like, you ain't using no shield behind this mess. You know, you got to get first and put your hands on him and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's stuff that I know because I lived it. You just see him pissed every day. He's like, that's not a guy. He loves kids. There's no way he loves. You know, so other guys go through the same thing that my brother was going through, and things like that. He was pissed for a while, and so it got all straightened out and stuff like that. And the same thing, like I said, the earlier topic about, you know, the domestic violence and everything, and it affected my family where it took something from us. You know, it broke. We had a broken chain, but, you know, in time, literally killed. We got her memories of Alaska. I remember her. I was 9 years old when she got killed. But, you know, the memories are healing.
Yeah.
And then the last thing about, you know, talking about women with children and stuff like that. So many stuff we talked about today. Everybody that's going through something that was listening or who called in.
Absolutely. But, you know, it's funny you said about depression. Actually, my son's best friend, like a brother, / co-worker, just passed last week. He would have been 40 the 11th of this month.
Wow.
And my son said he had just told him maybe like that Thursday or Friday that he was like, man, you know, I'm so tired of going through this bull with these females and me doing my dirt and this and that. He said, I just wish God would just come and take me away. You know that Sunday he had a massive heart attack?
Wow.
Lord have mercy.
Took him out of here. And my son, he was so hurt. And, you know, my heart was so heavy for my baby because I couldn't get to him. And I know how he is when it comes to death and he's close to somebody. Him and this guy used to live. The guy would stay with him and his girl at times, you know.
Wow.
And he said, you know, when he think about him saying, I wish God would just come and take me away from all of this stress and drama and depression. He said, I can't take it no more.
Oh, my friends, your
And lo
your
and
son.
Behold,
wow.
Like I said, he would have been 40. He would have been 40 the 11th of this month.
Still
they
young.
Just
wow.
buried him Friday.
Wow.
And, you know, it's wow because my son was like, Mom, have you ever, ever in your life been to a funeral where they had a photographer and somebody got baptized? I said, no. His best friend. It was Christ Temple, I think the name of the church, and down towards, like, down south, said they had the baptism pool full and everything. Said they opened up the doors of the church and said that they said, if anybody's not saved, would you like to be saved today? Say his best friend went up there. They changed and baptized him. After all of that was over with, he
you
said
know,
everybody in that church was tore up.
Because somebody, you know what? I, oh, my God, that is
It's deep. That is touching. That's powerful.
Because you know what? It's just like, this is like when you see, you go to a person who got killed here in the city of North, you know, the film is outpouring, mm-hmm. and the preacher get up there and tell these kids, you know, you got to get that life right for God now. Get it right now. And if he opened the door to the church, because he's going to open the door to the church.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let him come. That's powerful, Taylor.
Kia
and
Angie, if anybody and everybody that's listening on the show tonight, I will make sure that I try to put it up at the top of my page. If you guys get a chance, and if you haven't already seen it, look at this video, this mortician in Newark there. I'm going to tell you, that video right there, he breaks it down all the way to point blank of how and why we keep killing each other.
Of course, yeah.
Like
yeah.
he said, yes, this is my life. You know, this is the way that I live. He said, but at the end of the day, what about these that's doing autopsies and everything like that? Mothers, these people are selling your kids' body parts. And you don't even reap the sowing from it.
Wow.
Mm.
I will make sure you guys get a chance. Please look at that and realize this is real out here. Us taking each other's life, man. I ain't going to even get into it because that's another topic.
That's another topic.
Actually, time is of an essence. Kia, wow.
Wow, that was powerful. Wow. He opened the door to the church.
Mm. Well, I definitely got to watch that video. Like, I haven't been social networking, but if you put up a video, just my name, and I'll just go watch the video.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, matter of fact, I'll share it with you guys.
Wow. I'm with you.
We lose too many of our young people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My mother said exactly what she said. You said like how her generation, we learned from precepts and examples. She talked about my generation. Where is a precept and example? Because we too busy out striping each other behind their back. She gets on me about my generation. It's like coming up, late 80s, babies, and all of them. And she's right. She's right. It's just so much stuff going out out here. But when you look up at open up a paper in the obituary, it's a young kid up in there.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Like I said, I'm sorry about that, but that like just, I don't know. It took me somewhere I didn't need to be right now, but it's real out here. Young people,
it's real.
Come on. You always want to holler about, excuse me, and there's no racism. There's nothing racist about me. But you always want to holler about the white man taking us out. We're taking each other out.
Taking ourselves
Stop
out.
It.
Yeah, we got to. Where's the responsibility that we hold? And
Stop
that's
it.
The, when people fail in that people fail to take responsibility of their role. Now, you have to
come together
to set kind of example and standard to where you can't give people ammunition against us.
Yeah.
But again, that's a whole another show right there in itself, too.
It really is.
But, you know.
Like I say, time is of essence. Kia, you have any final thoughts?
No, what a awesome... Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome show.
Thank you so much, Kia.
Thank you
for calling in. And you rocked with us the whole show tonight.
The whole show.
I definitely appreciate it. I got to call early tonight, and that was the quest, because once I get out of the city, I ain't got to worry about being on the path and, you know, losing signal.
Once
I get back to where my truck is parked, I could be able to drive and talk. Because I was thinking about the office today. I got to leave and wake up.
Right.
Listen, another thing I want to say to the ladies is the post I also got up on my page. Ladies, your body is not a hotel. Stop letting men come and go as they please.
Girl.
It's simple.
Say that thing.
Stop it. Stop it.
Yeah, please.
And that's basically more so for our younger generation, because these old hands out here, y'all so used to doing it, you're going to continuously do it.
Yeah.
Y'all need to stop it too. But these for my babies out here.
I know that's right. Ladies, start thinking higher of yourself. Know
yeah.
that there's more to you than just your loins. And if you don't see it, nobody else will.
Yep. So, Ange,
yeah. So on that note, we had an awesome show tonight. I a lot of touchy situations going on, a lot of funny ones, too. And we like to thank all our callers and listeners that call in next week. For our internet users, call 646-200-3838. So you can go on live and leave your comments, questions, or whatever it is you have for us over here at the Diva Squad. Shout out to our CEOs and our executive producers, Rich Money and Miss Lavina Polite. Shout out to the absence of our other diva, Rachel. Sorry you got stuck tonight, but it's all good. We had you here with us anyway. And, again, we had an awesome show. And as far as, know the definition of friends. Know what a friend is before you take on that title of friend. And especially, too, if you have any kind of sexual relations going on. And, if you're in a raggedy relationship, you see them red flags, get yourself out. Get yourself out of there. Go get yourself some help. Find yourself. It's out there for you. And as far as flirting, there's different levels to it. And flirting, if you're flirting, as far as it goes, it's right there for that moment. Anything else is something else. So,
right.
You know. And on that note, we're going to holler at you later. I'm going to turn it over to our Diva T. Thanks again to everybody.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Angie pretty summed it all up as far as the topics, but I'm telling especially our young people, come on, guys and girls, let's get it together. Life is too short. It is really too short, but, you know, as I said, with me taking a different walk in life, I see so much differently now. It's so many things that I want to say, and I will say them. I'm going to say them. And those that need to really be, I'm getting ready to tell you about all our shows, and it's one in particular. You really need to check it out. And with that being said, you know, I thank God, first and foremost, our CEO, Rich Money, our executive producer, Lavina Polite. Rachel, we miss you, sweetheart, tonight. I had the callers, listeners, the different hosts. Hey, we give all the praise to y'all, too. And I want to just tell everyone about our shows. On Thursdays, we have Reality and Relationships with KL and Tiffany Belvin from 8 to 10. On Fridays, Love and Entertainment with our very own CEO host, Rich Money, from 6 to 9. Sundays, which is the show I'm telling everybody you need to be there. Spiritual Sunday with Lavina Politis, your host, from 7 to 9. Immediately following her show, Crossroad Temple, with your host, Timmy Scribby Hunter. On Mondays, we have Unsigned Artist Radio, UAR, and from 8 to 9, your host varies. Immediately after that is Love, Life, and Loyalty with Deanne Lane, King Rosie, from 9 to 11. On Tuesdays, GPS Sports with your host, the Mayor, from 8 to 10. Then you're right back here on Wednesdays with the Diva Squad Love Fantasy from 7 to 9. Check us out. You know, we have all these different shows for everybody. It's actually 8 different shows, 11 different hosts. So you can't go wrong, because we have something for all ages and all walks of life. And with that being said, everybody have a blessed rest of the week. We out of here.
Deuces.
Peace. Okay, Angie, your dog's saying peace too, right?
You heard him? Oh, my God. He's
That was on point, though. That was on point.
Yo! forgiven.
GQ Palace Radio.
K Michelle.
Trendsetter. GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
Ain't got a truth. How to love, he ain't got a clue. Playing games like you'll never lose. You try to talk to him, can't get through. Every day he's a different dude. These are the signs of a grown-ass boy. Better run for the hills. I'm just trying to keep it real. You can't raise a man. He's already grown, what you gonna do? You wonder why he acts like a boy.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love them. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butterbean.
Coming home any time of night, expecting you to let it ride.
GQ Palace Radio.
Playing games like you'll never lose. You know that the love
GQ Palace Radio.
How many times he called you out your name? These are the signs of a grown-ass boy. Better run for the hills. I'm just keeping it real. Don't raise a man. He's already grown. What you gonna do? You wonder why he acts like a boy. He's gonna raise right before you. Girl, you ain't never
hey, hey, it's Lavina, the Divine Queen. There's nothing better to do on Wednesday nights than spend my time with the Diva Squad. Chilling, 7 to 9 p.m. Love, Fanny. But it is.
Palace
if his mama couldn't do it, what makes you think you can train it for the beat?